From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the Supreme Court today, the issue was marijuana, specifically the medical use of marijuana where state laws allow it, and whether the federal government can prosecute people who use it on advice of a doctor. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
10 states have now legalized the medical use of marijuana, but the federal government has continued to insist that federal drug laws trump state laws, and under federal law, there is no exception for sick people to use marijuana on advice of a doctor. The issue reached a crisis in California 2 years ago when federal agents found themselves in a standoff with local sheriff's deputies. The federal agents were trying to seize 6 pot plants grown by Diane Monson, who suffers from a spinal degenerative disease and uses marijuana on advice of her doctor to alleviate pain.
They tried to protect me, my sheriffs. They tried to explain that this is my only medicine. I do not take any other medicine. I was prescribed Vioxx. Thank God I quit Vioxx.
Monson and another Californian, Angel Raich, were at the Supreme Court today to hear their case argued. Raich suffers from an inoperable brain tumor. In a sworn affidavit, her doctor said that without marijuana, she would likely die, that all other drugs had failed to help her, and that until she used marijuana, she was in a wheelchair, paralyzed on one side and rapidly losing weight. Raich said that she was offended at first when a nurse suggested she consider using marijuana.
Because of the fact that my children were watching me suffer, that is the reason why I decided to look my own views in the face and decide that I had to do what was in the best interest of my children, and what was in the best interest of my children was for me to be here alive for them to help them grow.
Also on the Supreme Court steps, though, were opponents of medical marijuana. Dr. Robert DuPont was director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse in the 1970s.
If a state can, through a ballot, can make something a medicine, and make it available, we are undermining the protections that are built in to a regulatory scheme that was developed in 1906, nearly a century worth of protection of patients. The idea that we would have medicine be approved on the basis of testimonials, however sincere, is an absolutely dangerous precedent.
Inside the courtroom today, the government's top appellate lawyer, Paul Clement, told the justices that Congress made the decision to criminalize marijuana because it is a drug with a high potential for abuse. He immediately ran into a buzzsaw from Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, a staunch advocate of states' rights. Pointing to 2 recent Supreme Court decisions striking down federal laws that the court said had no connection to regulating the national economy, O'Connor observed that the marijuana in this case is homegrown, not bought or sold, and not sent across state lines. Answer, I think it's optimistic to think that none of the marijuana here will be diverted elsewhere. Justice O'Connor, don't we have to assume that California will enforce its own law? Answer, California can't enforce it because drugs are fungible. There are an estimated 100,000 people in California who might qualify for the medical exception, said the government's Clement, and the situation would simply be uncontrollable. Justice Kennedy, does it make your case easier that you're talking about an illegal substance? Answer, yes. To have any little island of lawfulness frustrates the national goal of banning marijuana. Justice Ginsburg, let's assume you're right generally. If there were a prosecution of these individuals, would there be any defense? Answer, no, because if there's an exception for medical use, it could be extended to recreational use. Justice O'Connor, isn't this different because it's non-economic use? Answer, this is economic activity. It's the manufacture and possession of a valuable commodity. Justice Stevens, so the federal statute trumps the judgments of the individual and her doctor? Answer, the federal regime does not allow individual patients or doctors to substitute their judgment for that of Congress. Clement was followed to the lectern by Boston University law professor Randy Barnett. Defending the medical use of marijuana, Barnett contended that since his clients use marijuana wholly within the state's borders and make no sales or profit, that the federal government has no business getting into the act at all. He got a chilly reception from both conservatives and liberals. Justice Scalia, the Endangered Species Act makes possession of eagle feathers illegal, and it doesn't matter whether they were obtained within a state or across the state's borders. The point is, it's impossible to tell, so it's all illegal. Is that law unconstitutional, too? Answer, no. Question, why is that different? Answer, because in this case, medical marijuana use has been isolated by the state of California, and it's policed by the state. Justice Scalia, I understand there are whole communes in California that claim to be using marijuana for medical purposes. Justice Breyer, The government says that the medical certificates will circulate on the black market, that it will be a mess. Now, normally, we would say it's for Congress to weigh all these factors. Justice Stevens, what would be the effect on interstate commerce if you win? Would the price of marijuana go up or down? Answer, the effect would be trivial. If there were any effect, it would be a slight decrease in price because some sick people would be able to withdraw from the market. Justice Souter, the whole argument boils down to how many people are involved. You don't accept the government's figure of 100,000 people, but how many people are there undergoing chemotherapy in California? Answer, I don't know. Well, with 34 million people in the state, said Souter, 100,000 doesn't seem wildly off. So if you accept that, your argument that the number is trivial would seem to be insupportable. By the time Barnett sat down, it wasn't clear that he had any votes on his side at all. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.